Song of the Stages of the Path, or Condensed Meaning of the Stages of the Path, by Jetsong Karpa. Before the Shakya Lord I bow my head, your form from hosts of perfect virtues born. Your speech fulfills the hopes of boundless beings. Your mind sees as they are all knowables. Maitreya and Manjugosh, I bow to you, our peerless teachers, foremost spiritual sons. The task of all the conqueror's deeds assumed, you emanate in play to countless realms. At Nagarjuna Sangha's feet I bow, earth's ornaments renowned throughout three worlds. You show just how as it is the intention of the mother of the conqueror's heart to sound. Atisha homage treasurer who holds the full and flawless pith instructions for the path of the profound view and vast deeds passed down well by the two great charioteers. I bow to you, my teachers, with respect. I sing all endless scriptures moved by love. With skillful deeds you show the fortunate, the best approach which leads to liberty. Of all earth's learned ones, crown ornaments, their fame a banner shining forth for beings, from Nagarjuna Sangha down in line, this great path to Buddhahood has passed. It yields all creatures' wishes without fail, a prized instruction like a powerful king, collecting myriad streams of splendid texts, an ocean too of glorious eloquence. Know all his speeches contradiction-free, all scriptures see as personal advice. The intention of the conqueror find we these, safe from the chasm of the great mistake. So who with sense will not be captured by the three beings' great at path supreme advice, adhered to by the many fortunate, the learned ones of India and Tibet, for certain to explain or hear but once this essence brief of scriptures all accrues, vast benefit of teaching listening to true Dharma, contemplate its meaning then. Correct and strong reliance in thought and deed upon a spiritual guide who shows the path, know is the root cause well propitious for all excellence of this and future lives. Though life may be the cost, delight him with the offering of doing what he says. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too who yearn for freedom do the same. Far finer than a wish-fulfilling gem, this life with leisure found but now this once, so hard to find, so lost a lightning flash, reflecting in this fashion, realize well, all worldly deeds are but as winnowed chaff. So always seize its essence day and night. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Not sure death brings no birth in evil realms. Convinced the triple gem relieves that fear. Take steadfast refuge, precepts untransgressed. And also it depends on this thing well, on actions black and white and their effects. Then do or cast aside as should be done. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Form well, endow to win the highest path. Till that is found, there's no progressing far. Train in its cause as nothing incomplete. Its vital thread or soil by wrongdoing stains. Be cleansed not least of karmic hindrances. Be always keen to use the four four paths. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Unless you strive to know true suffering's faults, no genuine urge for freedom grows thing too. On our urge in samsara's causal stage, if not you won't know how to cut its root. So then despair of and renounce the world, all keen to know what binds you to the round. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Awakening mind, the great way's center post, support and base for mighty waves of deeds, elixir making both collections gold, a merit hoard of countless virtues must. The hearer, conqueror, children, knowing this, make that most precious mind their inmost bond. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. The wishing jewel of giving grants beings hopes. Fine blade that cuts the knot of meanness through. This conqueror children's deed is source and base of dauntless courage, far resounding fame. The wise ones, knowing this, the good partake of giving body, wealth, and virtues all. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Its waters cleanse away misconduct stains. Its moon rays soothe afflictions, fever pangs. Superb like Meru midst a myriad beings, who all bow down to that no power can daunt. Morality, the noble knowing this, adopt it well and guard it like their eyes. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Forbearance, best adornment of the strong, the perfect means to bear affliction's sting. Garuda to the snake of hate opposed, strong arm against the weapon of harsh words. So knowing this, be trained in always in the armor of forbearance unsurpassed. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. Attired with steady, ceaseless diligence, your insights and your scriptural knowledge grow. Wax like the moon, your acts are purposeful. Whatever work succeeds as you intend. The conqueror children, knowing this cut off, all laziness with forceful diligence. I too, a yogi, practiced in this way. You too, who yearn for freedom, do the same. then concentration sovereign o'er the mind, when placed like Meru, never wavering. Sent forth it takes up virtuous objects all, to body and mind great bliss of plants it brings. Great yogis knowing this resort to it, to quell the foe distraction at all times. I too a yogi practiced in this way, you too who yearn for freedom do the same. And wisdom I sing suchness most profound, path to extract samsara's very root, the source of excellence in scripture praised, most famed of lamps to lift confusion's gloom. The wise who yearn for freedom knowing this, with every effort generate that path. I too a yogi practiced in this way, you too who yearn for freedom do the same. One-pointed concentration by itself, we don't see how can cut samsara's root. Nor wisdom lacking calm abiding's path, dispel afflictions much though it may probe. So mount the wisdom settling how things are, upon unwavering calm abiding steed. Wide wisdom then probe well with its sharp sword, of reason's middle way beyond extremes. Destroy all objects of extremist views, and so make insight into suchness vast. I too a yogi practiced in this way, you too who yearn for freedom do the same. With concentration from what need to say, one-pointed focus plus discernment that precisely probes the concentration grows, that fixed unwavering on the mode of being. Amazing who seeing this strive to achieve, united calm abiding and inside. I too a yogi practiced in this way, you too who yearn for freedom do the same. Praise those who jewel voidness cultivate, in equipoise the space like voidness and post-meditation the illusion like, by wisdom joined with method then perfect, the conqueror children's deeds the fortunate, sing this don't rest content with partial paths. I too a yogi practiced in this way, you too who yearn for freedom do the same. Supreme great vehicle path scores and effect, both need the common path that practiced were. Safe guidance from an expert pilot take, and sailor tantra sets fast ocean o'er. Heed all the pith advice make meaningful, the leisure and endowments you've obtained. I too a yogi practiced in this way, you too who yearn for freedom do the same. In order to acquaint my mind with it, and serve those others with good fortune too, I have explained in plain and simple words the whole path pleasing to the conquerors. Pray all my greatest by this virtue be not parted from the excellent pure path. I too a yogi made prayers in this way, you too who yearn for freedom make the same.